2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Summertime in a perennial garden is really exciting. A lot of daisies coming into bloom right now. Your roses are looking really, really well. Rose mallow, which is one of my favorite perennials, is beginning to make a lot of flower buds, but they're a couple weeks away before they'll come into bloom. All of your hybrid lilies are in bloom right now, but the number one selling and the number one producing summer perennial is the tall phlox. Wonderful plant, beautiful flowers. It's a plant that will attract butterflies, pollinators to your garden. Hummingbirds love tall phlox, and they come in all different shades of pink and purple, white, and then you get some bicolors with pink flowers with a white eye or a pink flower with a red eye, and that's the center of the blossom. And up until a few years ago, they were great plants, but they develop powdery mildew when you get the type of weather that we've been receiving across the country. Rain and humidity. And what will happen is the bottom of the plant will start to have like a white dust develop on it, and it will move up from the bottom, working its way up, eventually covering all the foliage. Then the leaves slowly begin to turn black. They dry out. The stems are filled with these brown leaves, and you get decent flowers on top. And sometimes even the blossoms themselves will get the white mildew, like you took flour and spotted it all over the plant. Well, a company called Tesla from Australia produced some new hybrids, and they are called Volcano Tall Phlox, and they are resistant to powdery mildew. So to give you a little bit more information about these plants, I've asked my son Patrick, who works at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass., to join in this morning and to tell you about what he has seen happen with the Volcano Tall Phlox. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Thank you for getting up early. I know you still had a little bit longer to sleep, and I really appreciate you getting out of bed early and help to educate our listeners about this wonderful perennial.
Not a problem at all. It really is a great perennial, especially for this time of year when you want something. Yeah, you know, everything seems to be spring flowering and early flowering, and then, you know, everybody hears about the daylilies and whatnot that are flowering now, but they sometimes forget about this phlox, because everybody's so used to the ground cover phlox, and it's an early flowering, so that's what when they think of phlox, that's what they think of.
Well, the one thing that the one thing that I like about the volcano phlox, other than it being disease resistant, is that it has a fragrant flower. And you don't get many fragrant flowers in your perennial bed. So that's a real, real positive thing with the volcano. So, you know, you're getting pollinators, disease resistance, and you're getting fragrance at the same time.
Yeah, it's a great feature that adds to everything else that it has. You know, we had a really rainy June. Well, it's kind of raining now, so it's a rainy end of July. You know, so you have a lot of plants out there that are starting to get diseases as well. So, I mean, you have this great fragrance, and then you're not going to worry about any of, you know, the diseases as much. As you said a couple minutes ago, you know, the disease, it's tolerant. It's not completely, you know, it doesn't completely stay away from the mildews and whatnot, but it is a lot better than anything else out there. You know, when you think of the rainy type season, you see like little white spots on your perennials, and you know that it's from the rain and it's, you know, the humidity afterwards. But the volcano phlox is something that definitely stays away from that more than most of your perennials, so it's something you don't have to worry about as much. You know, it's very, very tolerant to it, but it's not impervious to mildew, so that is something, you know, you don't have to worry about. So it's really one of the better things out there. Mm-hmm. Another great thing about it is it does come in many different colors. There is a pink with a red in the center. Then there's a pink with a white center. There's purple, red. There's a ruby color and a white. So, you know, you're getting a lot of different colors out there. So you're not just, you know, your normal, everyday colors. So it is really nice. The other positive for it is it's zone hardy. It's all the way to 4, and it will go all the way up to zone 10. So, I mean, it can go in a lot of different areas. So this isn't just something that is, you know, just New England. There's a bunch of different areas that it's going to be able to perform well with. So that's a bonus as well.
Yeah, and I mean, zone 4, you're talking northern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, upper state New York, and 10 is almost all the way down to Florida. So it's a plant that will grow in just about anybody's garden. And it's a plant that, you know, starts to bloom in June. And what's nice about the volcano is it will last right up until September. So when the flowers go by, you just cut off the dead flower stalks. New shoots will form, and it will flower again and again all summer long.
Yeah, it's definitely great because, you know, you're putting that in between. You're getting it right ready till about mum season starts, so you can have that color, you know, for an annual. Not that we really want to think about fall, considering, you know, last week we had some 100-degree weather and we're not really ready for it, even though, I don't know, the other day it was like 60 degrees and this morning it's about 60-something, so it's almost starting to get like fall. So, but it'll get you right into that next season, so it's a perfect time of year for the blooms to be happening.
Yeah, and the other thing that we should probably talk about, Patrick, is when we think of tall phlox, we think of phlox that's going to get up 3 feet plus in height. And this is a plant that's going to stay a lot shorter and a lot more compact compared to your traditional tall phlox.
Yeah, it varies by the color of how big they will actually be. But they range anywhere from 24 to 30 inches. Different colors will actually really just get 24 inches. So they're not huge. They're more of a compact variety, which allows them to focus, you know, quicker on their flowers. So they'll put their growth in and then get the flowers out there. Whereas some of the other phlox are always usually getting about 36, maybe 40 inches tall. So it goes into the type where the others need to be staked, whereas this doesn't necessarily have to be staked. It's a stronger plant because it's more compact. So it's another thing that you don't have to worry about when you get the flocks like this. So it's just the benefits just keep adding up every time, you know, you look at another feature of this flock.
Yep. Now, I planted some in my hydrangea garden just to see what it would take, because I have a section that gets partial shade, and that was one of the things that I was told. So I said, well, let me try it in partial shade. So it gets sun from first thing in the morning till about noon, and then from noon till 3 o'clock it's shade. And then after 3 o'clock, which is the heat of the day, then it gets more sun, and it has done wonderful. Now, the first year that I planted it, the volcano phlox had probably half a dozen stems. And right now, there's well over a dozen stems on these plants, so they've doubled in size. When we come back, Patrick, let's talk a little bit about growing phlox, not just in the perennial bed, but how this plant can be grown in a container and how it makes such a great cut flower.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moisture.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray. 22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes, Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm talking with my son Patrick, who works at Northeast Nursery, about a great summer flowering perennial called the Volcano Phlox. And the reason we're emphasizing Volcano Phlox is the amount of disease resistance and the hardiness of the plant. But the other thing that really makes it unique are the colors, the size of the plant, the length of the time that it blossoms. But it can also be planted in containers. So, Patrick, tell us a little bit about containers and using it as a cut flower.
Well, you can do a couple things with containers. A lot of people will try to go with various heights in a container, so they'll get something a little bit taller, then go smaller. Or they will just do all of the same type plants in a container. The Volcano Phlox, being that it's only about 24 inches, and it'll get the same size width once it gets established during the season, you can definitely just use it in a container on its own and just cut it back as it's starting to flower and use it as a cut flower easily in a nice bouquet. As we said before, the great thing is you're getting the fragrance. So you can bring the fragrance right inside. But then as it flowers, the whole flower, they say it's about like, it's almost like 120 little flowers on the flower. So, I mean, it's a massive amount of flowers on it. And it'll last a good amount of time as long as it's, you know, well taken care of, as a cut flower. But then again, if you wanted to use it in a larger container and have different annuals around it, that would not be a problem to have for the summer. It's a great looking. You could even take some of the different colors and put them together, or put them on different sides of the doors or in the backyard, that type of thing. It is a great container type. Or you can even use it in like a border or the garden bed, like we've said before. It's a great perennial that you can use almost as an annual, but the fact is you're going to get it coming back year after year. So that's an added bonus right there.
Yeah, because it's going to save you money because it will come back year after year. And the other thing is, if you want to keep your garden natural, this is a great plant to use in a cottage garden
which would be an old-fashioned perennial border with different types of flowers. And, you know, a lot of us are concerned about using fungicides and pesticides today, and this is a plant that requires a lot less spraying, a lot less maintenance, that Patrick just said. So, you know, if you want to cut back on the amount of work in your yard, this is a good plant. And the other thing that I really love is where I planted mine, where I live, I've got about 3 or 4 inches of good topsoil, and then it's all sand. And it does very, very well in a sandy soil. So it's almost drought resistant. And that's a big, big savings. And a lot less time to just spending dragging out the hose and watering that garden when you get a plant that is drought resistant.
Yeah, it's one of the key factors there to really help it. And we've talked about how you can cut it back and it'll reflower. But it is something that you don't necessarily have to cut back. You can kind of just let it go. So it's not something to worry about. It's not something that's going to fall over. And, you know, you're going to have to stake it. So it is a very low maintenance type plant. I get a lot of questions that come in to the nursery and say, you know, I want something that's going to flower for a good amount of time. And I want to put it in the ground, but that's about all I really want to do to it. You know, I don't want to worry about anything else. I want the low maintenance, and this is a perennial that definitely fits into that category. So it's not as much. You're not going to have to worry about diseases. You're not going to have to worry about a lot of different things. So it's perfect for that type of garden, for low maintenance, low worry type of garden.
Yeah. So if you've got a nice sunny garden or a little bit of shade, this is a great plant for you to consider to add to your garden. Low maintenance, less water, virtually no spraying at all, and as Patrick said, hardiness. Think about this. If you're in Presque Isle, Maine, you can have a tall phlox, and if you're in Orlando, Florida, you can have this plant also. Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate all your help this morning. Have a wonderful day, and Dad thanks you.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for Lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list. Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The volcano phlox that we talked about this last half hour, go to your local nursery, garden center. They will have it. And you can also find it in some of the box stores, Lowe's and Home Depot. They also have it. But this is a great plant for wonderful, wonderful color at this time of the year. And it's an easy maintenance. When you don't have to stake it, you don't have to spray it, and great unusual colors. Because right now we're getting a lot of yellows and oranges with the daylilies, pinks. When you can get purples and reds added to it, it's a real bonus. And it's a great cottage garden plant. So you may want to think and even look at the plant. But it's something that you will enjoy. As I said, my plant has doubled in size from last year. And right now it's been in bloom for about 3 weeks, and it is still loaded with flower buds. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Portland, Maine, with a question about pruning.
Hey, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Barry?
Oh, I hate roses, Paul. God. I have two questions about climbing roses.
Okay.
The first question is, do you prune them or leave them or what? And the second question is, we have many different varieties of climbers, maybe 30 different ones. And the David Austins when you prune them, they do not shoot up another bud. And I'm wondering, what are we doing wrong?
Okay. The first of all, on climbing roses, when your climbing roses get done blooming, and usually what will happen with a climbing rose, they will give you a peak color in mid-June, normally around Father's Day. And they'll bloom and bloom and bloom like crazy for probably about a month. So right now, your climbing roses are beginning to go by. And if you can do a little bit of selective pruning, instead of that branch getting longer and longer and longer, when you make the cut, it will develop two side branches, and it will help to thicken that plant. Now, before you do any pruning on any type of a rose, whether it's a bush or a climber, I want you to get down on your knees and look to see where they are grafted. And you'll see a swollen area that resembles a fist. And any shoots that develop below the fist are suckers. And they will grow as much as 6 feet in 1 year and never flower. So that's important. So anything below the graft should be removed so that all the energy goes into the grafted branches. It will make them produce more flowers. And if you clean them up, deadhead them, refertilize when they're done blooming, and give them plenty of water, they will bloom again, but not as dramatic as they do in mid-June, again, around Father's Day, but you'll have sporadic flowers right up until frost. Now, the David Austin are incredible roses. They're very, very hardy. They are roses that have unique colors. They're more disease-resistant. My other son, Jason, works at a florist in downtown Portland called Harmons and Barton. And he buys a lot of the David Austin roses for wedding work. The brides love them because of the unique shape of the flowers and the fragrance of the flowers, but they don't rebloom as often. And I talked to the people at David Austin, and they said to me, once you start cutting them back, you need to increase the amount of fertilizer and water. And they should be fed on a monthly basis, which would be April, May, June, July, August, and early September, with a granular food, and then they will flower more.
So no Neptune.
Neptune's Harvest is a good fertilizer, but it is a product that, like Miracle-Gro, that will last about 10 to 14 days, and it's water soluble. So a normal year, it's not a problem. This year, we had 10 inches of rain during June. And if you put down the Neptune Sabbath or Miracle-Gro, and it rained 2 days later, and with the amount of rain that we've had, it flushes the liquid out of the ground and the plant can't get it. So a granular fertilizer and something organic would do much better. But again, this has not been the average year. So you have to say to yourself, God, we've had so much rain, I'm going to need to feed more often because the liquids are water-soluble and the rain flushes them out of the soil very easy.
Okay, okay. David Austin told me to call you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonderful rose, and the unique shape, I mean, some look like peonies. They're rounded, and they're ball-shaped, but they've got fragrance. And that's what's happened with the rose industry. The rose industry is trying to breed diseases out of the plants and unique colors. And what has happened is, because of this, they have sacrificed fragrance. And the old-fashioned tea roses, Floribundas, Grandifloras, they were developed in the 50s and 60s, and even in the 70s, have a lot more fragrance than some of these newer roses. And I don't know about you, but, I mean, if I want roses, I want a smell to it. And the newer roses, they look great, but they smell like tissue paper. There's no fragrance to it.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
And I thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. And you have a great weekend.
I will. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Barry. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about tomatoes.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Good morning, Paul. We have our tomatoes are growing in grow boxes.
Yes.
And we've noticed that what appears to be a blossom end rot. With all this rain, I imagine it's related to that. And I was wondering, is there anything that we can do to remedy this rot?
Yeah, there is something. There is a product that you can find at your local garden center called Tomato Maker. It comes in a bag. It's a powder. And you would add it to your soil, scratch it in, and then water. And it will neutralize the soil, and it will prevent the blossom end rot. Now, any of the tomatoes on that plant that you see the beginnings of a black, soft, spot on the underside of your tomato fruit, pull it off. And that's normally the one that would be ripening first, that we've waited for the whole year. And what I want you to do is put the tomato maker on it now, work it in according to the directions, but next spring, put the tomato maker in at the time of planting, and it will prevent it for the whole season.
Great. Now, the grow boxes have a water reservoir. This still has to be added to the soil rather than the water reservoir?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is you're going to add it to the top of your container. You're going to work it into the soil, and then every time you water, it will push it down, push it down, push it down, and then eventually it will get to the water reservoir, and those roots will be able to. But you want to get it into the soil roots first and then into the reservoir. So if you want to put a couple of tablespoons right in the water reservoir and then fill it, that would be great. That way you would be getting the product working its way down, and there will already be some in the water reservoir. Now, Tomato Maker is all organic. It's fast-acting, and if you have tomatoes either in... You find that the problem is more prevalent in container grown tomatoes. So whiskey barrels, pots, these earth boxes, you're more likely to have it there. In a vegetable garden, you will get some. And this year with all the rain, and then you get a week of 90 plus degrees like we had last week, the plant doesn't know what to do. And when it gets real hot and humid, the plant will grow faster than normal. And what the tomato maker does is, it adds calcium to the soil that the plant can use almost instantly. If you were to add lime, it will take 6 months to work. But this organic tomato maker, it's made by Organocide, the people that make Plant Doctor, that will take care of late blight on tomatoes and downy mildew on impatiens. It's all organic, it's all natural, but the main thing is, if you've got a tomato and you see the black spot on the bottom, pull it off, because it's going to get bigger even though you've added the tomato maker, and the whole center of your tomato will turn black. The outside edges will look normal, but when you slice it, it's all black and mucky. So pull them off the plant.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled-release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod with a question about tomatoes.
Joan, good morning. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Good morning, Paul. I actually have three questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Should I ask them all at once or each one?
Yep. Why don't you give me all the questions, and then okay. I'll answer them.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for all your patience. The first question is about basil. My basil seems to be turning black and falling off the plant, and it's an outdoor plant. I don't keep it in a pot. The second question is about tomatoes. At the bottom of the plant, the leaves seem to be as if they're dehydrated or turning leather-like. This is at the bottom of the plant. And the third question is about storing zucchini and cucumbers. Is it best just to put them in the refrigerator right after you harvest them and not wash them, or do I wash them first to keep them a longer time and then store them in the refrigerator?
Okay. As far as washing them, then I would definitely wash them first. That way, if there's any pesticide residue, if you've done any spraying, a quick rinse. You don't have to, you know, take a brush and rub it down. But just rinsing them underneath the faucet will remove any pesticide residue that could be on that zucchini or cucumber or green beans or whatever. So anytime you pick from the garden, if you sprayed, then rinse them off. And then cucumbers will keep for quite a while in your vegetable crisper. Zucchini, I found, will keep better just on your kitchen countertop. Right now I've got summer squash on my kitchen countertop. We had an overabundance all at once, and it's been on there for a week. They're still nice and firm. We've been eating it as we've been going, and they've kept very, very well. Sometimes in the vegetable crisper, squash will begin to get like a mildew on it.
on the skin, and it just doesn't keep as well. So keep it dry and keep it cool. You'll be in good shape. On your tomatoes, you're probably beginning to develop a late blight. And if it's starting at the base and it's beginning to move up the plant, then that's a sign of a fungus. And a couple of things you need to do. Do not water the foliage of your tomato plant. That will make it spread faster. So take the nozzle off. Let the hose run on the ground. And just keep pulling the hose towards you. But really soak the ground. Give them a good drink. And you'll be in good shape. If you have to water with an overhead sprinkler, water at the end of the day or first thing in the morning. And I prefer first thing in the morning, like at 6 o'clock, the sun comes out, it dries the moisture off the foliage, less of a problem. If you have to water at night due to town rules, get it done around 5 o'clock, 5 to 6. That way it dries and the foliage doesn't go into the evening hours with wet foliage that will develop diseases. And the best fungicide for tomatoes on the market, and this was tested by over 150 universities this past winter, is either AgriFos by Monterey or Plant Doctor by Organicide. They are organic, they are systemic, and they are guaranteed to eliminate a late blight on tomatoes. Your basil is probably getting too much water. So if they're in the garden, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do. Pick off the black, and that will encourage new growth to develop. Use a liquid food, a fish emulsion or something like that, and that will push out the new growth. But anything that's black, pick it off, get rid of it, because it contains spores. Clean the plant, and you'll be in good shape. Thank you. We appreciate the call.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.